And here today at CFBS, we have our mayor, Mrs. Wanda Beaudoin, to update us on the files that are active here in the municipality of Blanc-Sablon.
Good afternoon, Becky. It's important for me as mayor to update the citizens on what's happening in the municipality. I know for the last few months, we talked mostly about COVID when I did the interviews, but I think it's important that the citizens be aware of what's going on in other files as well. So that's the objective of my interview today. So I want to talk about the snow clearing contract. We went out on the first tenders for the snow clearing contract. We didn't accept neither bidder because we found the price was a bit too high. So we went back on a second contract, on a second bid for tenders. And we do have a file now that we're looking at of one bidder. So I just want to let the population know this file is advancing. The other file that I would like to discuss is also the garbage file. Our garbage contract ends in November, so we are going out on tenders on that file as well. Demand for tenders are going to be put up this week, so if it's not already up. So we're going out for this project as well on tenders. And I guess the other file that everybody is aware of and we're hearing so much about, and we know there's a rise in the COVID-19, we are working closely as a municipality with the MRC and the CIS on this file, looking at scenarios for our population in the event that we do get a case in this sector. So these files are being worked on as we speak with the CIS and with the MRC. Also, the municipality of Blanc-Sablon, we had a citizen come and see us and ask us see if it was possible to put more street lights on in the sector from Blanc-Sablon to Lourdes de Blanc-Sablon, because since people are not leaving the area, more people are walking and all that, and it's dangerous in that sector because there's no lighting. So I just want to inform the population a demand was done to Hydro to have more street lights put in between the two villages, so it's lighted up so people, if they walk, is safer. The other file that I think is of importance to the municipality as well is the sewage file. I just want to let people know that this file, all the paperwork, everything is completed. We have authorization from the environment and all that. We can go ahead. It's a file that's going to cost about $19 million. We have a subsidy from the government that we think that's going to support us. The amount that's left for the taxpayers to pay will be $2.3 million. However, we find this a bit high for our municipality to be able to absorb as taxpayers. So we're working with the MAMASH to see if we can get more funding to be able to support this project of sewage. We've been already in contact with the MAMASH. There's one guy going to be working on this file with us to see if we can go get funding elsewhere to be able to support the municipality with the $2.3 million. The other file that we talked about a lot last year as well was the file of the municipal office. This file is finalized too. We're ready to go on tenders with this. However, the council made a decision not to do this fall because of the COVID, the price of the products and all that increased tremendously. So if we went out on tenders now, the building would cost us really high. And we have a subsidy of 75%. To pay for this building. So we made a decision as a council that we would wait until the spring. Hopefully the situation will be better and we'll go on tenders then for our municipal office. But the file is all finalized, ready to go. The other project that I would like to inform the population of, Leanda Junka presented the project to the MRC about a couple of weeks ago for to have solar lamps placed on the walking trail in Bradore. This project is being presented. Solar lights have been ordered, so it's going to make that trail a lot safer, especially at night if people want to walk. And it's going to be nicer too to have those solar lamps there, because people who do like to walk at night, we would have this in place for them as well. So we're not sure we're going to be able to have this up by the fall. If not, early spring is going to be up for sure. Yeah. So that covers the big files that's going on at the municipality right now. I just want to take this opportunity as well to thank all the citizens in the municipality that are respecting the COVID regulations and respecting the public health safety guidelines. So thank you, Hall.
Thank you again, Mayor Wanda Beaudoin, for coming in and informing us here at CFBS.